All right, I would like to call this meeting on March 6, 2019, of the Planning and Zoning Board, Local Planning Agency, meeting to order. Let's see, Jessica, can we get a roll call?
Vice Chairperson Kakwan Ma.
Here.
Board Member Bart Phillips.
Here.
Board Member Kevin McCann.
Here.
Board Member James Evans.
Here.
Board Member Michael Ferrante.
Here.
Thank you. Let's stand for a moment of silence and the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Do we have any agenda changes this evening?
No.
Okay. All right. Let's see. So we're starting with agenda item 500 to elect for the position of a chairperson for calendar year 2019. Are there any nominations, please?
I would nominate the vice chair.
I second.
Okay.
Roll call. Board Member Phillips.
Aye.
Board Member McCann.
Aye.
Board Member Evans.
Aye.
Board Member Ferrante.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Ma.
Aye. Okay. All right. Easy enough. Agenda item 501, election for position of vice chairperson.
I would like to nominate Kevin.
I would like to second.
What do you say?
Board Member McCann.
Aye.
Board Member Evans.
Aye.
Board Member Ferrante.
Aye.
Chairperson Ma.
Aye.
Board Member Phillips.
Aye.
Congratulations.
Right. Easy enough.
That was quick and easy.
Okay. Let's see. Awards and presentations. Item agenda 100. We don't have. Informational agenda item. Agenda item 200, we don't have. I'd like to open it up for any public input. Anybody seating in the chambers that would like to speak, you're welcome to at this time. Seeing and hearing none, we're going to close public input and move on to the consent agenda. Item number 300, Office of the City Clerk requests that the Planning and Zoning Board, Local Planning Agency review and approve the Tuesday, January 15th meeting minutes. Can I get a motion, please?
Move that we approve the minute.
And I second that.
We're all being polite.
Right.
Board Member Evans.
Aye.
Board Member Ferrante.
Aye.
Board Member Phillips.
Aye.
Chairperson Ma.
Aye.
Vice Chairperson McCann.
Aye.
Moving on to the public hearing agenda, item number 400, Community Development Department Planning Division requests that the Local Planning Agency Planning and Zoning Board hold a public hearing to consider a waiver for the property at 677 Cayuga Drive, located on the southwest corner of Cayuga Drive and Saranac Drive.
Good evening, gentlemen. In case you haven't met me yet, Jim Resta, planner. So we have 677 Cayuga is a detached single-family house in the planning unit development district. The side setback in this area of the PUD zoning district is 25 feet. The applicant is looking to enclose what can be best described as a concrete privacy wall. Do you have that picture? That would be this wall right here. What they're looking to do is continue the roof line down and enclose the back of it so that they can extend that as a walk-in closet. that would put them about 5 feet into the setback, and that's what they're looking for the waiver for. Staff is recommending this on the basis that essentially all of the other residential zoning districts allow for a 15-foot setback in the case of corner properties where the corner property backs up to another corner property. And this is the case in R1, R1A, and R1AA. For some reason not in, it's not prescribed in PUD. Any questions so far?
I guess my only question is with respect to any homeowners associations, if there are any conflicts or issues with any of the homeowners associations in that area.
It's our understanding that this is a relatively inactive HOA.
Okay.
That they've been contacted and there were no objections.
Okay.
Actually, if I can interrupt, as the president of the Tuscola Homeowners Association, that is part of the Tuscola and not as a smaller homeowners association within Tuscola. Mm-hmm. And we haven't been contacted, but that doesn't mean that we object. I guess I have a couple of other questions, but that I don't think that the homeowner association has been contacted, just as a, for the record.
Okay.
Okay.
My apologies. That was what was explained to us.
Oh, okay. So I do have a couple of other questions, though. So the standard setback is 15 feet?
In this case, it's actually 25. In all of the other residential districts for this property, it would be 15.
Sorry, can you? So in Tuscola, or so, it, because it's a PUD, right? Or
exactly.
PUD, right?
Each subdivision is different. And in
okay.
this particular one, it's 25 feet.
25 feet, okay. And this would bring it to
20.
To 20, great.
Right.
Has anybody asked any of the neighbors if there's any conflict? Has anybody asked any of the neighbors, do they have any objections?
Again, we ask the applicant.
Yeah,
to do their due
right.
diligence, and they explain to us that
okay.
they have.
So I've got a couple of questions. So this is Chelsea Woods, correct?
That's correct.
So is the 25-foot setback specific to Chelsea Woods, or is it specific to the Tuscola, or is it?
So the setbacks are in most plats are enumerated in that plat, and they're specific to.
Okay.
That particular plat.
Gotcha.
Where it's not, then we refer to the code.
Okay. And on this, the walk-in closet that they're looking to build, the concrete enclosure that's currently there, mm-hmm. are the walls going to be exactly in line with that concrete structure?
That concrete structure is the wall.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
So nothing is changing on the floor plan of the house as we already have it in the plats and tax bills.
Right. And if you,
it's just
if
becoming
you
more
show
under
the
air.
Elevation. What will change is that they'll put siding on that concrete wall to match the rest of the house.
Okay, and then putting on the roof line.
Right.
Okay, so at some point, the footprint, the physical footprint, was approved by the city to get the build.
That wall predates the current owners. We haven't been able to find any permits, and we think that it might be original to the house.
Okay. I mean, all those homes are custom built over there, so it probably was. all right, that's all I had.
Actually, I'd like, if I can, just to, James, thank you. That's actually Chelsea Woods. They do have their, I'd like to just stand corrected
okay.
for the record. I am mistaken. That's Chelsea Woods. They do have their own homeowners association, and so they very well may have, just for the record, very well may have, and I apologize. That's my mistake. Thank you, James. Sorry about that.
Yes, sir.
Is there a concrete pad right now? In that spot?
Yes, there is.
Does it meet the requirements for a concrete pad that's going to be under a living surface?
No, they would have to replace it.
Okay. And the setback for utilities is 10 feet in that area? So we don't have any conflict with utilities?
That's correct.
Okay. That's all I have.
All right. No further questions? Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Seeking a motion.
I'd like.
Ju- I just need you to open it up for public input.
Okay,
since
I'm sorry.
It is a public hearing.
That's I'm sorry. Okay. That's correct. Open it up for any public. Okay. No further public input.
And at this time, I'd like to make a motion that we approve item 400 for the waiver.
I'll second it.
Board Member Ferrante?
Aye.
Board Member Phillips?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson McCann?
Aye.
Chairperson Ma?
Aye.
Board Member Evans?
Aye.
Okay. All right. So item 400, recommended for approval. Okay, regular agenda, item 502, not used. Let's see, item 600. Any reports from any of the our board members? Going down?
No.
Actually, I do have one, maybe Jessica or someone else from the staff. Do we, as far as the workshops and things that are going for the city, are those, if any changes are made, are those going to come piecemeal before the board, or are they going to come all at once in one big agenda and we all cry at the end of the night?
Great question.
Community Development Department. It depends on what is being directed by the City Commission.
Okay.
If they want to see these in just one swoop, it would happen in one swoop.
Okay. Like,
it is my understanding that having attended each of those, that it is going to take some time. I think that appears to me, and Tim, if you disagree, please say so. But that the first thing that it appears that the commission is leaning towards is some real public input, hiring a firm to actually get residents' input, putting something out where they would like enter their driver's license number. That way there'd be some kind of tie to make sure they're residents and it's not falsified and that kind of stuff, and get a real survey of what the residents and taxpayers currently want, and see how that may influence what's going on currently with the comprehensive plan, and then moving forward with that input and just trying to tweak. A lot of this is really just tweaking stuff. The idea is to make it simpler and clarify the comprehensive plan moving forward for developers, for everybody, to make it easier. Does that sound about right to you, Tim? Yes,
okay. And is there any ability for this board, or is there any, I don't know, maybe interest in this board, excuse me, maybe making a recommendation for commission to hear or anything like that? I don't even know. Like, if we, for the one thing that pops to my mind is the town center transects and things like that. Of, we have all of these different verbiage and literally dictionary words that special exception, which is a conditional use elsewhere. I mean, do we have any interest, or just wait to see what comes before us?
Well, we are an advisory board, so we can actually, and actually that you mentioned, that is probably the
silliest.
It's also the biggest theme. That's what the very first workshop was all about.
Yep.
Getting rid of the term, because there's variances, special exceptions, all the different terms for the same thing. And there's one legal term if it takes place in the town center, and another one if it takes place outside of the town center. And so that seemed to be the very first thing they talked about. Everybody wanted to get rid of and streamline all those terms to make it a little easier to understand. So, they want to do that, but at the same time, we're an advisory board. We can take them anything we want. We're in a role of advising them, so we don't have to wait for things to come to us. We can take it to them if we feel if it's reasonable. And it really, again, it's advisory. They're not held, they're not obligated. But if we feel there's something that needs to be addressed, we have that.
I mean, is there any interest from you all?
Well, I'd like to see when the work groups are going to be held. This way we could actually attend.
It's basically every Monday night that there's not a city commission meeting.
Okay.
Held at the same time at 6:30.
Yep. So
and it's every
last
Monday night for the foreseeable future, frankly.
I looked on.
They did say there was one Monday they won't because it's a holiday. Yeah, spring break.
I looked on the website and I didn't see it there. Is it on the website posted?
We haven't put them quite yet onto the website calendar because, if I'm mistaken, didn't they say last Monday night, Tim, that they weren't going to hold the workshop on the 18th? Because they were going to give staff some time to be able to bring things back?
Yes and no. It's the next meeting, this coming Monday, is actually they'll discuss whether or not the 18th will actually happen.
Okay.
Because they right now we're hit with a ton of information Monday night as far as the visioning exercises that they want to occur along with the survey. And that survey is going to take us a little bit of time to put together and then get that out to the public, either through emails or attached to a water bill. There's a number of items that we're working behind the scenes with trying to figure that out.
Okay. What's the budget on the survey?
Right now we're trying to do that in-house.
Okay.
Right now we are.
I think when the town center was happening, we paid somebody on the outside to do it.
Yeah, the consultant actually put all of that together. There was a substantial amount of money thrown into that.
Yeah, I think Anthony, the city attorney, said that he represents six different cities and his firm, if I'm not mistaken.
Something
like that.
I'm not sure how many, but...
But yeah, a lot. So then he said that there is a firm that he works with, and it's just a possibility, is what he brought up. He wasn't, his role is to just put ideas out there. So it could be done in-house. It could be, I think the whole idea is just as long as it's, for lack of a better word, not able to be corrupted.
What I understand, we didn't get what we paid for last time.
Uh-huh. Really?
I remember the breaking of the ground over there.
Yeah.
But anyway, learn from our passive.
And we're not necessarily trying to look for a 27-minute survey either. We were open to...
Yeah, you won't get people doing it if it's 27 minutes long. Yeah. Truth be told, yeah.
Nothing further from me.
I don't have anything.
All good.
Okay. Let's see. Then opening it up for our final public input for anybody who wishes to speak. And seeing, hearing none, we will close public input. And with that, I think this board meeting is adjourned.
That was quick.
Yeah.